Genesis chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amriphel king of Shinar, Ariosh king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goyim, that these made war with Bera king of Sidon, and with Birsha king of Gemara, Shinab king of Admah, and Shimer king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zor. All these were joined together in the valley of Sidim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaim and Ashtaroth Karnaim, and the Zazim and Ham, and the Emim and Shalvakiriatim, and the Herites and their Mount Seir, unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned, and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, that dwelt in Hazazondamar. And there went out the king of Sidon, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zor, and they joined battle with them in the valley of Sidim, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of Goyim, and Amriphel king of Shinar, and Ariosh king of Elasar, 4 kings with 5. And the valley of Sidim was full of bitumen pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their provisions, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and these were allies with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them under Dan. And he divided his forces against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shavah, which is the king's valley. And Melchizedek king of Salem brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe thong, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. Except only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.